IBM announced earlier this week that its chip manufacturing business would be acquired by GlobalFoundries, which operates a chip fabrication plant in Malta in Saratoga County. As part of the deal, GlobalFoundries will take over operations at IBM's plants in Essex Junction, Vermont, and East Fishkill. IBM is paying GlobalFoundries $1.5 billion as part of the deal. Todd Shimkus, president and CEO of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, said the deal proves the commitment for a company that has already had an enormous economic impact on the region.
This deal with IBM, I think, really solidifies them as one of only three or four remaining companies in the world that are making semiconductors in what is a booming business.
Shimkus said GlobalFoundries to date has invested $12 billion in the area and has a payroll of $338 million. Shimkus said 65% of workers live within the county. GlobalFoundries is the sole tenant of the Luther Forest Technology Campus operated by the Saratoga County Economic Development Corporation. Shimkus said the deal could help attract more business to the region.
I do think supply folks that were working with IBM and or GlobalFoundries, you now have three potential areas where you might have to provide your services or product, and we're the most centrally located place from which to do that. So I do think there's huge advantages to being able to attract additional companies and investment.
GlobalFoundries' expansion and construction efforts have been heavily incentivized by New York State tax breaks. 113th District Assemblyman Jim Tedisco said he's proud the company continues to grow in the Northeast.
We're proud of it. We're happy we were a part of it and supported it and helped initiate it. But we want to make sure that we're all working together as a team, and I think that's why this is growing and it's accomplishing what it's accomplishing.
In Malta, GlobalFoundries is currently working to construct a $2 billion research and development center. Kathy Hill, a professor of business administration at Skidmore College, said the deal between the two companies could have an effect on the new facility and also attract others.
Well, they're taking over all the IBM contracts that are part of that business, which means that for GlobalFoundries, it expands their customer base. And as it expands their customer base, you know, they're going to have employees, I would assume, at the R&D center here, given the proximity of the other factories, to work on ways to advance those businesses through technological or business process innovation.
Hill said the fact that GlobalFoundries is expanding in the Northeast and not elsewhere shows the commitment of state government and the Cuomo administration, as well as the ability of the nanotech college, now called SUNY Polytechnic, to, quote, create a platform that creates jobs for the region, unquote. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.